in the wise words of George Washington, swiggity swooty, I'm coming for that booty. And this is Media Mix.
Okay.
Woo!
All right, cool. He actually said that?
So we're back. And we're doing Invincible today.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Fun.
Invincible.
Yeah.
Great show. Great show.
Yeah.
So.
Nothing fell. I'm sorry.
Starts off, we've got, scene of the White House.
You want to take it, or I can take it?
Just
do it really quick. All right. So I got a little,
What are our names?
Oh, yeah,
we have names. Oh.
Names.
Yeah, I can't keep my mouth shut.
Start off with the person in the yellow in the.
I'm Nick,
shirt.
The editor. Title.
Yeah.
And then Zach.
AKA the big Kahuna. Zach.
And then title here.
don't knock your thing down. It's
we're not even that.
Sorry.
Keep going.
And
all right,
then we
Mason.
Have Tom Cruise.
I'm Mason, and I didn't go to sleep till 6 because I watched the entire show last night.
Yeah.
That's why he's here.
I'm Jack. Insert text. Bottom text here.
Bottom text. But top text, bottom text, you know me. Hi, I'm Nick. Yeah.
The memer.
Nothing special there.
Are we ready to go with the synopsis of
all
the show?
Right, so the synopsis. Sure. I've got it all on my little doohickey here. So we'll just take it episode by episode. All right. So first episode, we're introduced to the Guardians of the Globe, aka the Justice League.
Yeah.
And they fight them all, our twins. So that's pretty much the major event that happens in there. Also, the Guardians of
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Can I say that they're better than the Justice League, the Guardians of the Globe?
If you want.
They're way cooler.
They're introduced as these super cool people who can fly, have big balls on sticks.
It's called a mace.
And hit people, and
they
do very well.
Stick ball.
Keep going.
Do very well every day. And then,
very great.
Yeah.
Very
so
hyped
Superman
up.
Superman of this show, Omni Man, mercs the whole Guardians of the Globe at the end of episode 1.
Yeah. Now they're all dead.
So yeah.
Can we put like a big flashy spoiler sign just like at the very beginning of the episode?
Spoiler, and then like explosions. Like
yeah. We do like a little slide at the beginning.
Whatever.
Because the spoilers really start. In the first episode.
Yeah.
If you have not watched any of this show,
you should not watch this podcast.
Yeah, you will get spoiled on everything.
Yeah, this is a very gruesome show, by the way. So
viewer discretion is advised.
Little youngins in the podcast, you know, ask your parents if you can watch this first.
Isn't it rated M?
Yeah, it's 18 plus.
Oh, yeah.
It's so bad.
First episode, Mark's like a normal kid. He's like, he's growing into his powers at the beginning. Episode 2. Him and his dad are kind of like having superhero lessons, kind of. And then there's the Flaxen invasion, and we get introduced to a couple of other young heroes in high school, like Adam Eve, and they're called the Team Team. There's Rexplode, Duplicate.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah,
Team.
So yeah, they're taking
teen
on
team.
Discount Teen yeah. Titans.
Discount Teen Titans take on Flaxen aliens. Basically, just your basic green aliens that invade from another dimension. We also get to see Omni-Man just let loose that episode on the Flaxens. He goes into their portal and just murks the whole civilization.
True. But can we first talk about how, you know, the Teen Team is... They pretty much lost every single fight, but... Or maybe definitely the first one. They definitely lost the first fight. The only reason they won is because the Flaxens, you know, they grew old really fast because of their different dimensions accelerated, like, time boost or something like that.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, they died with that, and that's pretty much the only reason why they won. Then they came back a second time. They had the wristbands, right?
Yeah, the wristbands, like, slowed their aging or whatever.
And then Robot.
Their Disney bands.
Their Disney
bands. Yeah, yeah. Somehow Robot pretty much, like, pulled, like, a, you know, he pretty much murked them all with, like, a, I don't know what he did.
Oh, yeah,
he pretty much broke them all with his, EMP. Like, robot powers.
Robot actually put out a frequency that would destroy the wristbands.
Yeah.
That
was really cool.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they pretty much would have lost without Robot.
Fun fact, but, if you take off your wristband at Disney, that's what will happen to you. So
No.
You will age past.
You will die of cancer.
No.
Oh, my God.
Disney for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that was a cool episode. Omni-Man goes in, kills the whole Flaxen population.
He's in there for
like what, like 2 hours, and he comes out of the portal with like a full.
He literally committed mass genocide.
Yeah,
also,
two things.
Omni Man's crazy. Okay, so I think we're getting a little off track. So let's go on to episode 3. Not as exciting. Omni Man gives a very half-baked eulogy for the Guardians of the Globe that he murdered, by the way.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole fight scene with Adam Eve, Invincible versus Doc Seismic, which I don't know what character to compare Doc Seismic with the other like DC Marvel universes.
Earthquake Boy.
Earthquake Boy.
No, it's not an actual person.
Nah, he's just like, I don't know, he's just some mad scientist that shoots super mad.
He's a feminist.
What's her name? The girl from Teen Titans.
Tara. Tara
controls rocks. I don't think that's a comparison.
No,
because
I thought
just
you were doing like
rocks.
I thought you were gonna compare like Starfire to Adam Eve.
No, well,
I can
kinda
see
works.
It.
Kind of works.
I can see it. Even in the character design, I can see Invincible.
But yeah, that's nothing like really Robin. Special happens. Episode 3, then episode 4, Mark goes to Mars, and interesting things happen on Mars. We're introduced to a scary little species called the, what are they called? The Sequids.
Sequids.
Yeah, Sequids. Yeah. So the Mars people are like
Sequids.
Humans cannot come to Mars because if a Sequid inhabits a human as their host, they'll be unstoppable, and they'll wipe out all of Mars and then all of Earth.
So wait, is that why they didn't want them on Mars? Like,
yeah.
They couldn't take over the aliens there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, because they could shapeshift, so the Sequids pose no harm to the aliens, but if the human was a, like, if a Sequid went into a human brain,
oh, right.
They would, like, all the Sequids would rise up, and there'd be a Sequid uprising, and that's why the Martians were like, yeah, we're going to kill the humans, because...
Oh, okay.
We don't fuck with that. So, that's what happens in episode 3.
Gotcha.
They save Matt Damon from Mars.
Yeah, they save Matt Damon. Matt Damon is actually turns into an alien. Remember that one scene where one of the astronauts, like, flag symbol was, like, upside down?
He
kind of
does look like Matt Damon.
He kind of does, yeah. Okay, so...
Still can't
yeah,
this.
Episode 3, done. No, that was episode 4.
Fuck.
Episode 5.
We don't even know what episode.
We're introduced
we're on.
To a character that we saw in like episode 2. His name was Titan. He's like the concrete dude. And okay, so Titan's concrete dude. He has some beef with Machine Head, who's like this syndicate overlord dude, like a organized crime gang, and Invincible is helping Titan basically try to get Titan out of the gang or whatever, right?
Yeah, he's trying to help take down, you said Machine Head is his name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to take down Machine Head because he's like the, I don't know, he owns like a lot of the crime that goes on in the city. And anyways, he's like, he's making Titan work for him.
Yeah,
but
and Titan is
that's
like,
what that whole episode is pretty much about. Is
he's like, I'm not trying to do this for the rest of my life, bro.
Yeah.
Trying to quote on my family.
Yeah, and then we see the epic battle in the end with, what is it, Mr. Beast or something like that?
Battle
Beast. Mr.
Battle Beast.
Yeah, Battle Beast.
Mr.
Really
Beast.
Bro. He's going to give you $1 million just to let him beat you.
He's
going to
be throwing Teslas at, oh wait, no, that's David Dobrik. Something else might happen to him there.
So yeah, Battle Beast. The new Guardians of the Globe, which is basically Teen Team but worse, mercs all of the Guardians, mercs Invincible, like, takes his giant mace and just, like, plows Invincible's stomach wide open.
Yep.
So, then he walks out, he's like, bro, these people ain't worthy, bro. So he kind of just, like, deuces
yeah, he's
out.
Like, you're not worthy to die to me, by
so,
me, or something like that.
And it makes me wonder, like, why was someone that powerful even there, you know?
Because
no
money.
He's getting paid.
Yeah, dude,
what,
money.
For what? Like, he's from a different planet.
Well, actually, they probably enticed him by doing it, by being like, hey, there's these really strong people. You can come fight them.
Well, that's the whole reason he wanted. Cause he's
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I need to fight
Nolan was watching overhead the whole time. He basically watched his son get his ass whooped by a big space cat. So... Yeah, that was the end
of
episode 5.
That was interesting. You're
just
kind of floating there. Just
I could do something, but I'm not going to do anything. Because it's tough love. My son will learn to get his ass beat. So,
tough love.
Episode 6, Jesus. Mark and his friends go to college. And they fight these weird, like, frat boy amalgamations that were created by this, like, college nerd, basically, who's, like, too cool. He's so smart that he's, like, too cool for school that he skips class to go underground the sewers and make these frat losers into weird, like, RoboCop zombies.
Yeah. Honestly, you're toning down the darkness of it. Like, it's really dark. It was like,
I did not like that at all. Oh my
gosh. It was fucked up.
Which, it was intense.
Honestly, I wasn't expecting them to be that strong.
Which, Nick is the only one who's only, like, who's seen Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. But, no. Like, do you remember Campbell?
I'm hurt. Do
you remember Campbell?
Yes, I remember Campbell.
The explosive? Yeah. He just looks like him. The main guy who makes the robots, I was like, nah, it's just him.
That's exactly
what it's like. Here's an image of him somewhere. I'll just like throw him across the screen.
I love FMA Brotherhood.
We're introduced to more interesting things are introduced that episode. We later see those same like robo zombie dudes in the later episodes. And they actually like go toe-to-toe with Omni-Man and like...
Yeah, the seemed government very takes weird, them away.
Out of place.
Government takes them and we're the guy who created them away.
Yeah,
they have him create.
But it's like
better. Yeah, it's kind of like in the it's like in the last episode.
Yeah, I think that's episode 7. So that's episode 7 now.
It is shown at the end of episode 6 that the government does take them away.
Yeah, they take them away. But okay, so episode 7 is when Omni-Man like starts to snap and. Cecil is trying to throw everything he has at Omni-Man.
You mean Cecil?
Cecil. Cecil. It's similar name. Spelled the same way. What does he throw at him first? He throws the hammer down on him, right? That's the satellite laser.
Well, no. At first, he teleports to him, and he's, like, trying to talk to him. Yeah, stall time so they can get to Mark first. Then, you know, he barely makes it out.
Okay, no. What they do first is is the house scene.
Oh, yeah.
He just kills everybody in the house. And then he goes and kills what's his name,
who Bobby,
supposedly is Bobby. Grown up
Bobby Donald. From
Donald.
Donald was really grown up Bobby. I loved Donald. Yeah, okay.
Cool. What did you like about Donald?
After he fought Omni-Man fought the Kaiju for the first time, Donald was there and he was talking to Cecil about it, and the Kaiju kind of twitched and he was like, "Oh dear God." And he like did a little kung fu stance. It was funny as fuck.
You like his awareness to imminent danger.
He was very good comic relief.
He was good. It was
I did
good
like
comic
Donald.
Relief.
Too bad he blew up.
How painful is that? He grabbed his spine or whatever, and he was just like
he grabbed him like by the ribs. I think he grabbed him either by the kidneys.
No, he had him.
No, I thought he like grabbed his spine.
He had him like this.
He had him like this.
He grabbed him.
He grabbed like his two backs.
Oh. Yeah, like his kidneys.
Squished his kidneys.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then he went out in a big fiery blast, which is pretty epic.
This show really disturbs me. Okay, so hang on, we're almost done. We're almost done with these episodes. So.
Just go to the finale.
Just go to the finale. Other stuff happens, but it's not important. Finale, Omni-Man fights Mark Grayson. Omni-Man tells him, like, the actual truth about where he comes from, the Viltrumites.
So, and yeah, the beginning, everybody just knows Omni-Man is a Viltrumite, and he's like, oh, yeah, Viltrumites are these awesome people who... It's just a world full of, superheroes and stuff, superhuman strength, and they're sent to each planet to go protect them, like, once you're of age.
And wrong.
You're the protector of the planet. Yeah.
In reality, they're genocidal, like Empire from Star Wars maniacs.
What actually happened is in our early days, we just kind of like killed a lot of each other and only the strongest survived. Then we were like, you know what? Everywhere else is weak, so let's go kill everybody. Let's go kill everybody, enslave them, and take their resources. So it's like a worse Thanos, in my opinion.
I wouldn't say worse, but it's pretty up there.
I would say worse because they're just trying to take over everything. Thanos, but evil, because
at least Thanos like had a reasoning.
Yeah, no, Thanos is like he was trying to do it without.
The Ultimates are kind of just like we want to be the only galaxy in the whole.
Yeah,
like the only empire in the whole galaxy.
They want
to
rule everything. Thanos just wanted to like snap his fingers and let everybody kind of just like half the. Entire universe.
I was about to say, at least Thanos is more merciful.
Yeah, he's like I didn't
the
want...
Viltrumites.
He was even saying, it's like, nobody feels pain. You just kind of, like, snap away from existence, and it's done. It's said and done. Everybody's, you know, living better because there's less people or something.
So, yeah.
Viltrumites are just like, we want to take over everything.
Omni-Man whoops Invincible's ass again. Invincible gets his ass whooped. And leaves Earth after their fight.
I mean, so Mark is trying to... Invincible is trying to like go and see his dad, right? He's like trying to fly back to see his dad, but he doesn't know his dad is like, you know, his true story. And they're trying to stop Omni-Man from seeing Mark, so they're throwing everything they have at him. So that includes, you know, obviously the house blowing up, and then Cecil teleporting and trying to like stall Omni-Man, And then the hammer, right?
Yeah, the hammer.
The super, the multi, what was like the multi-trillion dollar
they hit
him, satellite?
They hit him two times, the $300 billion dollars.
Like the first time, yeah. The first time they just nuke like a good like 200,000 acres of land, yeah. Right? And it does nothing to Omni-Man. And then the second time, he just I guess like a little nosebleed, and that's it.
Yeah. So, so that was kind of funny, and you know, the Cecil was like, "Wow, we just had the world's most expensive nosebleed right there," as they. As he flew through and destroyed that whole satellite they built. Then they sent that giant tentacle monster after him.
The kaiju.
The kaiju, is that what it was?
Yeah. They, like, juiced it up with, like,
a bunch of steroids. A
bunch of roids, bro.
I really don't understand why he didn't just kind of, like, all right, cool, I'm going to fly the other way and not fight this thing because there's really no reason. Because
he was trying to get a mark.
Yeah, he wasn't.
And they put it
plus,
in the way
to,
of
like,
him.
Well, he could have just went, like.
He's not trying to let the kaiju just destroy mankind. He wants to enslave mankind. He's like. I kind of have to kill this thing.
I don't think he did.
But
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's just my opinion. Anyway, then they sent after that the little robot dudes after him, like the even more beefed up, like dead soldiers.
Bro, they nerfed Omni-Man for that fight.
They did.
Omni-Man, like, because looking back.
Because if you look at the episode, they showed how strong they were when they fought Mark.
Yeah, but Mark's nowhere close to as strong as Omni-Man.
But still.
But, dude, we saw Omni-Man literally go to another dimension and just single-handedly murk an entire planet. He committed mass genocide against a highly more,
like
technologically advanced species than us.
Mm-hmm.
He just completely wipes them out in, like, 3 months' time. Mm-hmm. And then these little robot dudes have him, like, in, like, a little headlock and are beating him up. Like
he's that like didn't make any sense.
Middle school boy.
I want to touch back on that later because I just thought of something that's really fucked up.
Yeah, we'll go back to that. Yeah, but
there's a lot of fucked up scenes.
After that, then Immortal comes back, right?
Oh, yeah.
Immortal the man who died in the beginning comes back and gets murked again.
Yo, so, Immortal was kind of duffing his shit for a minute there, though.
He was what? Yeah, he was, but then he kind of just, like, you know, died. And then he, like, squeezed his eyes, but all it really did was it just made him mad.
Yeah. So then, finally getting to the last episode, where they Mark and them fight, and they talk about the thing, right? Nolan's past.
Yeah.
Nolan punches Mark through so many people. So many people die.
He doesn't punch him
just,
through.
He just kind
of
like
he punches him through a building
from
hundreds of miles away. Goes through like two buildings,
actually,
right?
Actually, they were only 20 minutes. 20
goes
miles
all the way down
the
street. Everybody in that area, immediate area, was dead. Right? He tried to put the building, like the building was falling that he fell through, right? And he tried to like keep it from falling, and it just crumbled around him. He's trying to save that one lady who fell out the window, and her arm was off. So I was like,
oh god,
damn, that's like
I knew that was gonna happen.
Brutal.
And then we got to the most brutal, one of the most brutal scenes where he kind of just.
No. It was
him
the most
up
brutal.
In front of the train as the train goes through with all the people. Oh my god!
That scene, dude. When I saw that scene, I stepped back and I was like, "What the fuck? What the fuck? Oh my god!" So
doesn't matter. I mean,
I don't know. Wait, no. What were you about to say?
It doesn't matter. In the dude, they kill so many people, and it doesn't really feel like they kill them because like something I'll touch back on later. I'm gonna say that because we have to get through the
Nolan
the synopsis.
Nolan has been,
what? No, we're good.
Oh my gosh.
So anyways, that's pretty much the whole series. Let's get on to everybody's like first impressions, our favorite characters, maybe our worst scenes. Does anybody have any good like any worst scenes? Does anybody have any like scenes that they really didn't like or they thought was bad or anything like that?
I'm trying to think of
just
something
in general.
I mean, What?
She's pretty cool.
Dude, you have the opposite.
No,
she's the worst.
No, you chose that because you wanted to be alone during this.
No,
podcast.
That was the.
What are you on about? I had no idea what y'all's opinions was on anybody because right, I literally watched the show last night.
Let's hear him out.
No, there.
Why did you like Amber?
She was just cool.
No!
She didn't put up with anybody's shit.
That's stupid! Stupid!
How is this stupid?
She
why are you so angry?
There's a subreddit made for hating her, and I'm gonna say this, because she literally, after learning, Mark is like, I'm invincible, and she's like, oh,
cool.
I knew that all along. Then why are you mad?
Yeah, why?
Why?
She's so mad!
There's no reason for you to be mad!
Oh my god.
It's stupid. They, and then they're just like, everybody's like, Amber's cool. Adam Eve is so much cooler. You know why?
No, I agree.
Because he tells one of the stupidest other people because Rex Mode is stupid, and I hate him, and I hate his voice actor. Sorry, voice actor.
No, the voice annoying. Actor, the voice actor's good.
He's annoying. I hate him.
Yeah, but that's how he's meant to be, though.
He's a big mouth. That's a good part about it. Show. And
he sounds like me on Godzilla.
Oh my
stupid
God.
Fucking lizard.
But Amber is dumb. And if you disagree with me, fine. No.
Okay, Amber is the
There's
worst.
Literally nothing wrong with her.
No, next
I don't understand.
How loud was that? I didn't mean for that to be that
loud. Okay.
Very loud.
You were saying that like she doesn't take any shit from anybody, but can you not see the problem with her like being mad at Mark because he's not spending enough time with him
when she knows he's a superhero.
And, like, she didn't know at first. She was mad at him because he's going off and doing all these random things like nondescript style, you know?
That just caused the civil fucking war. I know, that's what I was thinking.
Hang on. Because
I said one word.
Nick is upset.
He's so pissed.
Give
me a second.
Hold on, one second. I'm all for like helping like people and stuff, and like she's like doing nice things for people like the homeless, and she does that stuff, and I appreciate that. But he's trying to save 10,000 people from an angry red boy. And she goes, but the soup. What? You didn't feed the homeless. There's 10,000 people who had their heads ripped in half by a man with a mustache. And you're angry about the soup. Shut up.
Well, I mean,
dumb character. She's dumb, and they're going to cut her. And I feel bad for Zazzy Beetz because she's cool.
Oh my god!
Fucking yeah! Christ.
So, and then she figures out that he is invincible, and she's still upset with him because he's not spending time with.
Well,
her.
I mean, if you want to think about it, though, she can't really grasp that whole concept because she's a human.
But
she
did
doesn't
grasp
have
it.
Superpowers.
She grasped it the moment she found out he was invincible.
Yeah,
he
she's like,
priorities.
She's like, fuck you. She has other priorities. That isn't being, involved with that shit.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not saying that she wasn't cool or anything. Of course she's fucking cooler. She's a fucking superhero who controls atoms.
Literally.
But the thing is, she's a regular human. So obviously it's going to be different. She is a cool and interesting character.
I mean,
and it's cool to see. No, it's cool to see that dynamic because you always have these fucking damsels in distress who are always, okay, you have to go save the world. Okay, I got you.
But she was like, save the world.
I'll fuck your dick later. But
though. No,
like, Amber's like, bro, fuck you.
Never,
you don't make time.
Bro, she was never in like a damsel in distress situation, aside from like the college
scene. No, I'm talking about like, I didn't mean it like that. I'm talking about like Mary Jane, she's fine. You have to go save the world. Okay, Spider-Man. But like,
Mary Jane actually does something. She actually helps Spider-Man. She's not just there like, how dare you? How dare you leave me?
Yeah, and she's like doing acting shit.
Spider-Man's like half the strength, and he has to save all of New York, and Mark is like new at this shit. And he gets his ass handed to him by his dad, who flies off into space.
But
like
she also...
Daddy left for the gas station on the moon.
I gotta go get my Almighty Empire, son. I'll be back.
But no. They're like...
She's upset because he's not honest with her. And that's okay.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, like, why... Yeah. But, like, I'd be fucking pissed. Like, if I was dating Adam Eve, and she didn't tell me... And then she suddenly tells me, and I already know. It's like, I already fucking knew that. Why couldn't
you
just be honest with me?
At the same time, it's not fair because he had all these people
who
saying,
said it was supposed to be fair. It's fucking life. Life isn't fair.
Dude, Adam and Eve was like, if you're
Adam and Eve,
her,
what? That I
Adam,
the,
Adam Eve.
Adam Eve.
Adam Eve. Adam Eve told Mark. She was like, listen, if you're gonna tell Amber that you're actually invincible, you better be serious.
Yes, but they touch back on that later because in episode 7.
Dude, in episode seven,
they're sitting on the cliff when Omni-Man is on his way to find Mark, and she's like, yeah, but I didn't tell you to string her along for like 3 months like a fucking dickhead.
That's true.
Like, she literally touches on that. Like, you're mad because isn't cool and she doesn't understand all this. But she has her reasons.
Listen, Mason.
Think about it from a human mindset.
Going back to the whole like human argument. like Mark is also a human. Obviously, he has superpowers, but he's like, he didn't know like how to act in that situation. He's got this in his mind. This is what he's thinking.
That's
right
my
now.
Point.
This
that's is my entire
thinking.
Point.
Okay, but listen. He's also thinking, listen, if I'm serious about her, then I'll tell her, but I'm not sure how I feel about her. Then he's also got the other side where it's like Cecil's like, you can't tell anybody that you're invincible or else it's like.
When did Cecil say,
did he
that?
Say
that?
He no,
he didn't
say that.
I
don't but
know. I think
obviously, wanted... you don't want to tell everybody you're invincible. So he's got that in the back of his mind, too. He's like, if I tell her like who I actually am and I involve her in this whole super business life of mine, like, what if I'm putting her in danger or something like that, you know?
I think we could just safely say that there's two different sides to it.
Yeah.
And either way you look at it, you could see points from both sides.
I'm just all I'm saying, I haven't seen
okay.
a subreddit made for,
so,
like, Amber.
There are other characters in the show besides
You're
Amber.
Such a dickhead.
I'm taking it.
Shut up!
There are other characters in the show.
I'm just glad that I was able to bring
all right.
I'm glad I brought a different perspective.
Right. I think we get that Nick loves Amber and Mason hates her. So, let's go on to the next one.
You said that completely backwards.
No, that was right. Totally right.
So, all right.
It was a joke.
What about the other power couple, okay?
Which one?
Who?
Mark's friend and his boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, William and Rick.
10 times better than him.
The man who gets his like brain cut out.
Yeah.
His frontal lobe.
I didn't really find that episode very interesting. Aside from
I
the
didn't
robots.
Either. It was a slow episode. It didn't fit with the pace of the show. I completely agree.
It kind of just started out me thinking like, okay, him and this college guy are really good friends, and then like he's getting tortured, and he's like, you and I had sex in the canoe, and it was awesome, and I really like you so much. Please don't let me die.
Would it be weird? And then I don't want to sound like that guy who's like, I know everything, but like I kind of saw that coming. Like, because I already... Like,
I didn't see
You already
coming.
Knew, like, he was, you know, he was gay from, like, just signs or whatever. And I'm like, guarantee he's going to be like, don't you remember that sweet moment we shared? And then he's going to have, like, a flashback, even though he's missing his brain. And it's like, how do you do that? How
he literally
do you
cut it out.
When you're missing your brain.
He was only missing his frontal lobe.
Oh.
I guess he still has a couple brain cells.
There goes his personality. That's how the frontal lobe works or something.
Robe?
Frontal lobe.
So,
oh my gosh.
Favorite characters.
Oh, no, a different note.
Favorite characters. I really liked, even though he wasn't there for very much time, I really liked Battle Beast. I thought he was interesting. You know?
Which one was Battle Beast?
Battle Beast
the
was
lion.
The big lion dude who.
The lion with the mace?
Almost killed
the
everybody.
The villain?
Yeah, he's a villain.
He's a cool guy.
My
I
favorite.
Liked him.
You want to know who my favorite character is? Omni-Man.
Oh,
fair enough.
He is genuinely my favorite. Even after learning everything I learned, he's
I do
still
agree
my
with
favorite.
Mason on that.
He's voiced,
because,
he's voiced by J.K. Simmons.
I know.
It's the best.
J. Jonah Jameson.
The best.
Yeah.
Or whoever you want to say. You could also say, like, Uncle Ford from.
Yeah.
Or Fletcher.
From, Gravity Falls. Or Fletcher. Or what's his name from Portal? The one, the CEO of.
He's a great voice actor. Ooh!
Sorry.
Yeah, no. J.K. Simmons did a phenomenal job with that.
Dude, all the voice actors were fucking great. You know, Invincible is Glenn.
Yeah.
From The Walking Dead. I fucking love that.
That's what I was gonna say.
They should have had. Okay, if they're gonna have Mark Hamill voice one of the people, they should.
Art's great.
So
it should have been a different character.
So really,
like
why?
A more.
Have,
well, I mean, like he the costume maker only showed up in like. I don't know,
in
like
two episodes.
Actually,
yeah,
he was in
like
three, I think.
Three, but he doesn't
still.
Have a lot of screen time. The thing is, so something I want to say
about
that, because like my main kind of complaint about the show is I wanted the animation to be a little bit more powerful.
Yeah.
Have, like a little bit, because like the scene where they're fighting is really good, and I was like, ooh, this is awesome. And then they kind of like tone it down, and you could tell it's based off of like both timing and like budget. But budget is the reason, because. These people, like, I can name probably, like, the top 10 of these people, and, like, these are high-dollar actors.
Yeah,
you got Steven Yeun, you got J.K. Simmons, you got Zazie Beetz, who's Domino from the Deadpool movie, Mark Hamill, and other people. Like, I'll just, like...
Mark Hamill.
And Justin Roiland!
Yeah.
What? You don't need Justin Roiland. I, like,
sure
it's awesome.
I heard him.
Really
I knew exactly
yeah, no,
who
he was.
Funny,
but he was in there for, like... You pay him all this money, and it's like, why? Seth Rogen. You don't need Seth Rogen.
Yeah, why was Seth
Who
Rogen?
Who was Seth Rogen?
He was Alan the Alien.
The guy with the one eye who comes
in like,
yo, is your planet up to par?
Oh, that's Seth Rogen.
Oh, yeah, episode two. He's supposed to be more powerful. So the thing is,
I love,
like,
that guy.
I feel like a lot of the people they introduce who are high dollar actors probably will have a bigger role in the upcoming season. But, like, you don't need to spend that much money on them. Like, I wanted
or
to see
at least make Mark Hamill somebody other than the costume maker. Like,
here's the thing. I feel like they were setting it up. Yeah, yes, I'm with you.
I think, like,
they knew it was gonna blow up. They knew this show was gonna blow up.
Even if it didn't, but. With having that many actors, I think it just makes it that much better of a show.
Yeah.
You know who I just remembered?
So sensual, dude.
Hey,
so,
hey there.
Touch like
that. So I started rewatching Walking Dead because of this show.
Fucking love that show.
The guy who plays his Martian man, he's Chad Coleman.
What?
I didn't realize it. Do you know who Chad Coleman is?
I think.
He's the guy with the hammer from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
With the beanie, and he, like, saves the baby. Yeah, Jack doesn't watch the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and then he just gets ripped in half. But what's
he rips his little, like, brain thingy off.
The what is the
so many people die
at the beginning where they all die in the first episode?
Mm-hmm. Guardians of the Globe.
Guardians of the Globe.
I'm pretty sure every single one of them was voiced by a Walking Dead actor.
Yes. Yeah, that is true.
And then they just all die in that first episode.
Also, another person who
I think it's true to the show.
It just makes it, I think, that much better that they're hiring these really good.
Yeah, they actors. Put a lot of a lot
they
of
really did.
A lot of
just a really quick like last thing on like
they put
actors.
A lot of effort into the production and the actual people
behind
it.
After this,
it.
I want to talk about the robot.
Yeah,
but no, Zach, remember when you were telling me about the beginning scene of this in The Walking Dead?
Yes.
Say that. That's a good. That's something good too.
There's a lot of parallels between the two shows, especially because both these shows are made by the same man, Robert Kirkman.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the man right there. Boom.
Robert Kirkman.
More editing.
Yeah. Robert Kirkman also wrote the comic, right?
He wrote the baby his head.
He wrote both the comics, so then he did that.
So
he did write Spawn then, right? No, or was that someone else?
That's somebody else.
Okay, so it was just like the same comic company produced.
Because Spawn you can,
different artists.
You can sort it out.
What were you saying, Zach?
Anyways, since he made The Walking Dead, there's a lot of Easter eggs between the two. If you watch The Walking Dead, I know there's a ton of Invincible Easter eggs in it. Mm-hmm. Carl's shirt, it's a reference to something. I don't remember what.
Science dog. Dude, they changed it to Seance Dog?
What's Seance?
Seance. He says Seance. Yes.
They changed it to that so they could keep the rights. So he could someday make it into a different comic. Mm. But besides that, something I noticed was both The Walking Dead and Invincible start off with just two police officers talking to each other.
I don't know if that's on the topic of actors.
The one guy who's talking about his son, you know who he's voiced by?
He sounded familiar.
He's John Hamm. If you don't know who John Hamm is, you know the main guy from Baby Driver who like tries to kill him and he dies in the car crash at the end. That's him.
What?
That's another thing. You didn't have to pay for him. I didn't need to hear. I knew it was him, and they pulled it up. I'm like, holy crap! And I'm like, why?
I would have never guessed that.
I think that's more of a cameo.
Probably because he was in there for
time. For not that long, I doubt they paid him a lot. Probably just like a cup of coffee.
Right. That's all you guys have for actors and whatnot, right? Any others?
I think we went over. Did we even touch on
favorite characters?
Yeah, we
anymore?
Did. We just
did everybody say their favorite?
Like mine's Invincible. I don't know.
Invincible. What about you, Nick?
I guess we could talk about Uneven a little
I gotta say Invincible only because I just love Steven Yeun. Like
he's fantastic.
There's so many people that I just like dislike. I mean, if I were to go with a secondary and if it wasn't Omni-Man, it'd be Black Samson, only because the guy who voices him is Cyborg.
Is that the Batman one?
No.
Black Samson.
Yes, the guy who he's
like the
gets
new leader.
Ragdoll, like a.
I mean, the Black Cyborg Samson. From like the show, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He's the one who got his arm ripped off by Battle Beast.
Well, he didn't get it ripped off. He got it like dislocated.
He got it ripped off.
Wait, so what's his power?
Oh no, he gets it like this, but he doesn't lose his arms.
Yeah.
But what's Black Samson's power though?
So he's powerless and like
until after. But what is his power?
I don't think
though?
It's been introduced.
They never show it, and that was something weird, right? Mm. Because they do the whatever defibrillators, and then they're like, oh, and you got your powers back, and they're like,
it's some kind of static shock type vibe.
They never really like kind of established that he got his powers.
You
back.
You gave your arms back and your powers back.
You could tell though. I mean, it's a lot of context clues and everything.
You know it, but
anyway.
So we never really. delved deep into Anime's character yet, have we? Like,
oh man,
we touched on it.
Like, I just want to compare him to other twist villains. Because he is a twist villain.
Who's another twist villain?
No.
I would call him an antagonist.
He is a twist
villain. I wouldn't
villain.
Call him a villain.
I don't think he's a villain.
For
he's
this
not a
season,
villain.
I
don't think
I would
he
say
is.
He's a villain.
He's an antagonist. There's a difference between an antagonist and a villain.
Okay,
it's like
he's still a twist antagonist.
Well, what point? It depends on what point of view you're looking at.
Yeah.
Like, if you're looking at the Viltrumite's
point
of view.
What makes him not a villain?
The Viltrumite's point of view.
The Viltrumite's point of view.
The Viltrumite's point of view is a philosophy. That doesn't make him a good person.
I'm just saying from the
no one said it was a good person, but who says a villain is good or bad? Now we're talking philosophy.
Yeah, their whole thing is just taking over planets and enslaving out and making one big just...
Do you know what the Viltrumite philosophy is, right? Why they think all other species are inferior. Not just because of their power.
They
kind of
are.
No,
if
it's
you
because
want me to be real.
Of the longevity of their lives. They live for thousands of years.
They age slower the older they get.
Like, it doesn't seem like a thousand like isn't a very big number, but when it comes to age, that's freaking astronomically long. They're like vampires. They live for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the AD era is only like 2021 years so far. They live like till the year 6,769, whatever. Dude, that's insane. So that's why they think like humanity is so like
it's not
minuscule.
Just humanity though. That's
it's,
what you that's what you got to think about. They created a great universe.
And every single civilization they come across, they view as inferior because he killed. Remember, like that scene where he killed the pilot and snapped his brain out of his head. He was like. Mark was like, why did you kill him? He's like, now we're in 50 years when he dies of old age.
It doesn't matter.
It's not that long for me. It doesn't matter at all. He's like, all the people he killed when he punched Mark through the building, he was like, how many more need to die, Mark? And what were they doing with those fragile little lives anyway? They're not really accomplishing much in those few years they have to live.
I'm just going to say that they did a great job with letting you sympathize with Omni-Man.
I
could completely understand where he was coming
from.
See, me
too.
Like,
I liked Omni-Man.
I get it. Like, you can't...
And you can tell that he really had humanity.
Dude.
Like, at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Him coming to Earth and starting a family and all of that, like, I get it. Like, that's not going to last long for him because he lives for thousands of years.
Well, Mark will.
So he can't have that attachment because if he does, like, he can't do that constantly, you know? If he's going to live on Earth for thousands of years and keep having family after family and go through heartbreak after heartbreak, that's not going
to happen. Yeah, but that one little speck is enough to change his life.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are or what, you know, one moment is enough to change your life.
Mm-hmm.
So his one moment is enough to change his life,
his viewpoint, everything.
That's
why when Mark is like,
everything.
Like, what will you have after 500 years?
I fucking love the memes that spawn from this shit, too.
We'll get to the memes. But Omni-Man. When Mark was like, you, Dad, I'll still have you.
Yeah.
That shook him.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's why he flew away.
It wasn't
That's why I have a hard time referring to him as a villain. He's an antagonist. Yeah. He's not a villain because, at the end of the day... Like, you think about it. You're loyal to these people who are going to be there for thousands and thousands of years with you, obviously, mm-hmm. because they're the only ones who are, you know, like you. That's all you can do. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I completely forgot what I was saying. Okay, yep.
So well, I can completely see him becoming like a hero. And
yeah, me too.
He will.
I can see him, like, redeeming himself later on.
It's
going to
happen.
I think he... It even, like...
Nah, he doesn't do that. He sends his boys from Viltrumite to rip everybody in half.
Maybe now.
I don't know. I haven't read the comics.
I was like, about to say, why
I know,
fuck?
Like, there's
none
people,
of us have read the comics.
There's people from Viltrumite who come, and they're just sort of like... Or Viltrum, whatever you want to call it. There was something I want to say. We were talking about Omni-Man, but I was trying to remember... Oh,
but I was trying to say, like, how he's such a good twist villain, because that's what he is, I'd say.
I want to say in, like, every single...
I think they built it up really
like,
well.
Like, using J.K. Simmons as Omni-Man is one of the best things. Because,
it's so iconic.
Yeah.
And, like, every single one of his roles, I guarantee somebody can find one. That he always mustache. Has a freak-out scene where he just yells at people. Like, he does in Whiplash.
Yeah.
He does in Gravity Falls. He
does
in Portal. He does in this. He does in Spider-Man, obviously.
All the time.
I think people just like to hear him yell.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
I like to hear him yell.
He's very iconic, and he brings an energy that, and like, even as someone who watches anime and, you know, all these professional English voice actors and everything, even some of the Japanese voice actors.
He's got them like, all beat.
I feel like he brings an energy that nobody can, you know?
Yeah, like it's just that you can't voice. Replicate it.
It's, yeah.
Oh, it's that it's voice.
Something about it. It's like the Joe Swanson.
It's the gruff. And it's
Bader.
It's good.
Hey, Bader.
Like, so I honestly don't think the Think Mark meme would be a meme if it wasn't him.
It wouldn't be.
Think
just
Mark.
Just the way he says it.
I think it was also think just Mark. Like the whole picture itself. Like him going like this was like so.
It was it so in so character.
Felt like weirdly out of place, but it worked.
Yeah.
So, it did.
I know we don't have like a lot of people who put in the comments, but like I really want to see, because I talked to our friend Dylan about it, who would make like a better Omni-Man, or like, because I said nobody else could voice Omni-Man.
Nobody.
But Dylan was like, nah, I could probably see like a couple other people, but like I can't find any examples.
Who? Like,
they'd have
who
to
did he say?
I mean, if it...
I'll forget that comments. Team Amber or Team Adam Eve?
Oh, no, not back on this.
Okay, we don't have to get back into that.
So no, but genuinely, section. Who... Do you guys think anybody else could voice Omni-Man?
I don't see it.
It's too iconic.
I can't think of anybody off the top of my head.
I feel like they'd have to change the character model.
Yeah.
Because it looks kind of like J.K. Simmons as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mustache.
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole, what's the guy mustache. From Spider-Man called?
J. Jonah Jameson.
J. Jonah Jameson. Like,
Jameson.
That's what he looks like in the comics. That's what he looks like in the show. That's what J.K. Simmons looks like. You can't change that up.
All right.
It just doesn't work.
She had that body. God, I would not be straight.
The best part about the show. Actually, there's a better. I think
that out.
I think.
Nah, we ain't cutting anything out.
I like the beginning. TikTok. The beginning is my favorite. But. I'm doing her job.
Sorry.
I love the beginning. It's great. But like the finale is kind of what everybody talks about. That's what the meme is made about. Sure. So. Really quick, who.
We're talking about the finale.
Wait,
the finale.
What do you want about
the final episode?
What about it?
I thought we already kind of touched on that.
Yeah, we did.
I thought we were gonna talk about it more.
I kind of like.
Well, we kind of skipped to that, and then we went back to our first impressions and stuff.
Well,
so
it's okay to skip.
There's still more.
Yeah. I'm not saying anything wrong with it. We already touched the finale.
Well, who else do we want to talk about?
I mean, I feel like we should start
robots.
Yeah, we should go robots side story. That was actually pretty cool because. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool because in each episode...
Let's start with this.
All right, thanks.
What were your guys'... You just go everywhere, dude. So
no,
just,
I don't.
Like, let's all go everywhere. It's fine.
He was introduced in episode 2. What were your guys' first impressions when you saw him?
I knew he was a human.
You knew he was a human?
I knew he was a human from the beginning.
I thought he was just a robot.
No,
I
knew it.
I really thought he was just a robot.
I'd have to say if my favorite...
Be honest.
If my favorite person wasn't invincible, I'd have to say it's Robot. I love that character.
That's fair.
What are you booping about?
I was going to say it, whatever.
Come on, go ahead.
I'm not going to say it because then I'm going to have to.
It's on
like,
you. The spotlight is on you.
Say it. Yeah, you have to now.
How did you know that he was already a human?
Tell from the way that he was feeling and everything, like the way that he showed his emotions, I knew
he
was human.
That's going off later. When you were introduced to him fighting the Flaxons.
With his
monotone robot voice.
He was a human? Yes. Bullshit. I thought that he was going to open up his suit and show a human or something.
Nick said it. I didn't have to say it. See, I didn't say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Bullshit!
It's not bullshit. I swear on everything that I fucking love, I fucking knew.
How did you
know? I knew he was a human.
So anyway,
I fucking knew
it. All the normal people watching in the audience did not know he was a human. Right? So
did y'all actually not think he was
a
human?
Because
I'm not expecting to have that amount of power.
Especially with that first scene where he's like, I calculated in 0.3 seconds to your left, Adam Eve, you should throw a thing. She's like, thank you. I'm like, okay, that's just something a robot would
Cecil,
say.
And he's like, the Flaxons. How'd you know they're called the Flaxons?
I reverse engineered their language.
Yeah, you're a human. You're totally a human, man.
Okay,
totally saw that from a mile away.
I genuinely thought at the beginning he was a human. I thought everybody
thought that. I feel like that was so interesting about Robot. He starts out as a machine, right? And he slowly are introduced to his personality, his humanity. I guess. And we find out he actually is a human.
I guess that's why his side story wasn't that interesting to me.
It was me, because
I knew.
Because I had no idea.
Think he was a human at first. But then the hint slowly came into fruition, and I was like, huh, a robot wouldn't be this emotional Beast Girl getting her ass whooped by Battle Beast.
Yes. Monster Girl.
Monster Girl, whatever.
But
he did show human emotions.
So what was he? Like, he was just like a deformed human or something like that?
I think he had like some sort of fucking birth defect or some shit.
Mm-hmm. He was like just a super genius, but he had like a birth defect or something. Yeah. So he built himself that chamber with the robots that he created to sustain himself.
Something that they did do, though.
Stephen Hawking.
Well, something that they did, though, is they chose Zachary Quinto, the guy who does like Spock from the Star Trek movies. So like, that's why I thought, because I was like, if you're going to choose somebody to act as a robot, you choose somebody who has one of the most bland voice. I mean, maybe it's not that bland, but like, he's very kind of like...
It's monotone. It's monotone. Robotic.
Yeah, me being a normie, I would have never guessed I was Spock voicing him.
I'm genuinely surprised y'all did not know he was a human.
But did you think he was like an Iron Man type? Like, really there's a guy in a suit?
Yes.
Oh, see. Okay.
I thought you meant he was secretly like what he was originally. I was like, there's no way you guessed that.
No. I didn't guess all that. I thought that he was like somewhere controlling it or some shit like that.
I thought you were like,
that makes sense. I wasn't like, oh, he's a 30-year-old deformed human with the liquid chamber that he had. Like, no, he's I didn't like know the, all that. He's like
I didn't even think that. I thought it was just programming.
I mean, he's I thought like it was obvious when he said hello.
I mean, who else?
I'm not funny.
Who would have programmed him? Who would have made him? And I see, know, and see that lack that himself. Lack of a backstory as well also kind of tipped me off.
Yeah, like he could have totally this could totally could have been his story. Like he was created by the government as some like special side.
But
project
then Cecil
like,
would have known who he was. Army. Well, Cecil would have had a better relationship with him instead of...
He's in a different program in the military. Cecil's in like... He's overseeing all these superheroes and
Global
people.
Defense Agency.
Global Defense Agency, whatever.
Cecil... No, I'm just saying like he's part of the... No, Cecil's I wasn't trying to correct you. I'm just saying like that's the span of his realm.
Mm-hmm.
He would have known who Robot was.
But Rudy. I feel like that would still work even in the scene where he's like offering... Robot the job to lead the new Guardians of the Globe. He's like
opened it upside down.
This is the story I was imagining. Okay, he's like some sort of project robot that has the intellect to basically run a whole team of supers. Right? So he's like, yeah, this robot version is working out just fine. Let's have him try to lead the new Guardians of the Globe and see how that pans out. Right? That could have totally worked, and that would just be speculating that he's just a robot, not a human, right?
Also, the new Guardians of the Globe don't have shit.
Ass.
The
yes. Oh, they suck. They suck.
I fucking hate Duplicate.
They
okay.
Go from,
you do? Duplicate's power sucks. It's just well, like,
not only does it suck, split, but she's a shit person.
Yeah, let me split into two and then die.
And then
it's
you
like
have
it makes
discount.
No sense.
It's really funny when it happens.
It is like when the laser's like shooting at her and she's just like splitting and dying. I'm like,
you know what would be so?
What's the point to her?
You know what would be so funny if like there's just a duplicate of her just living off somewhere else, like having a nice life. While her
like
other
one
duplicates,
of them lives.
Another
yeah,
split
one of them lives,
life.
While the other ones just like do her dirty like superhero work,
I will
and then
say,
they all die off. And it was like,
I think at
oh,
some
no.
point they have to come back together though. Oh,
I
shit,
will say
sorry.
It did surprise me though, because like every time I'd watch a scene, I'm like, oh, she died. I'm like, oh, wait,
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She died,
it
get,
was kind
of
confusing.
Get,
she's getting lasered.
I'd be like, oh, get spooked.
Like yeah. I said, in the last
but
time.
I didn't
that,
like her.
I wonder if that like how does that work? Does it hurt all of them when one of them die, or just the one?
Actually, I kind of picked up on something when they were fighting Battle Beast and Machine Head's little cronies.
Hmm.
When her and her duplicate got slammed against the wall, the duplicate kind of fell apart. All her guts spilled out and everything, but Kate just got knocked out.
Oh, yeah.
So the duplicates are weaker than she is. So I think she has to expend like her power. For each duplicate that she makes, like the duplicate gets half the power. You dig?
So it's like you have to distribute, you divide.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And duplicate. each duplicate gets weaker as she divides. That was so like Mark said, the one-liners just never sound good.
Yeah.
And then you've got the scene where like
Abraham Lincoln.
So there's a
will
scene.
Emancipate you.
There's a scene
from your
where
lives.
They fight. what was I going to say? They fight the people, whatever his name is, Daft Punk.
Machine Head.
Yeah. Machine Head?
He's Daft Punk.
Yeah. Basically. He talks in melodies.
But he fights him. But there's a scene where they actually kind of show like where Invincible gets like some of his powers from, where it's just like sheer anger.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wish that they showed more of it, but like you kind of get a good tidbit of it. And you're like... Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, he got super mad and took all of them on except Battlebeast, and that's pretty. That was a pretty impressive fight, until Battlebeast is just like, "Gush, hello, boy," and then.
Well, also it was kind of stupid because he kicks their ass, and then everybody's like, "Oh, we'll fight you now." He's like,
"Nah, y'all lame. I'm leaving." Yeah, Battlebeast is a beast. I'm just kidding.
Beast.
Oh. Shut up.
Okay, so we talked.
So, what are you, questions?
You had some group questions you wanted to ask.
What questions do we have? Who are we gonna ask?
Questions?
I can't see the screen.
You can't see
what screen?
Way.
Yes, I can.
We're at 50 minutes. There we go.
Okay.
Oh, well, sorry. I didn't mean to break the fourth wall.
Nick.
We're speaking to.
Speaking of the fourth wall, subscribe.
Subscribe,
like the video if you liked it, and
if you want us to, depending on what you want us to talk about.
Why are we doing the outro? We haven't even done the fucking rating.
We still have. Anyway, all
right,
we're not even at an hour.
All right, so I have some like ending stuff, not the outro, but just some ending stuff.
You have any questions?
I have a question.
No, I have a question for everybody.
Yeah. Okay,
I want the question. Finally. I like answering questions.
All right, so what's your favorite frozen yogurt?
No, so this is obviously a big opinionated question, but
oh boy,
if there were to be a fight between Omni-Man, Superman, and Homelander, who would win?
Omni-Man. Homelander gets his ass whooped right off the bat.
No, so
I have
actually,
another question. Who's writing it?
So he, yeah, that's also a big thing. And it's also depending on what Superman. Are you choosing what? Like Injustice Superman? Are you choosing like, because there's a Superman that literally like flew through a planet and then he's just kind of like.
Yeah, Superman gets
And then there's also a Superman who gets his dick
Don't get me
to him
started on Superman.
But the thing is, like,
yeah,
right. Who is it written by? But the thing is, Homelander is one flat like thing. So all you can really say is like,
let's say
Homelander versus Omni-Man, which in that case, Homelander loses.
Yeah, because Homelander's universe.
Who's Homelander?
That's what I want to know.
From the Boys.
Yeah, you haven't seen the Boys, but Homelander's universe is comprised into this small little world. It's just Earth. That's it. He only fights small crime and the occasional like supervillain from Earth. He's not fighting like world-ending threats like Superman and Omni-Man fight.
Yes,
in their
but
shows.
It's a what if question.
It is a what if. So
that's why I'm saying like Omni-Man's universe is way more like. Vast and menacing, and the power scales are way higher than the universe at Homelander. All right,
but let's just say like in normal circumstances, like just Omni-Man from here, Homelander, and then say Superman from like just the most recent
so
Superman.
Henry
from
Cavill Superman. You could just say Henry Cavill.
Henry
Superman,
Cavill Superman.
Easy, yeah.
So, who do you guys think would win?
If it's Henry Cavill Superman,
all three of them versus
Omni-Man.
Each other. Who's coming
Omni-Man
out on top?
Omni-Man.
Like, long shot.
Omni-Man, just because Superman has. I don't know who Homelander is.
I mean,
really
Superman,
say,
like...
Superman has... it's kryptonite. You know, he has...
Yeah, he could die from kryptonite.
Yeah, so... But that, well, actually, no, he doesn't need kryptonite to die. He could die from other things. Because that was kind of always
but
a gray
Omni-Man
area
can.
In it. But Omni-Man... No, Omni-Man,
Omni-Man
can
die,
hurt,
too.
He can get his shit kicked
but the
in.
Thing is that they're more resilient. That's the difference between, like... All of, and that was something I wanted to bring up is that like the difference between this universe and every single other one is that in Marvel, if you like get your arm broken, they're out of the game. They don't keep on fighting. In Invincible, there's a couple comic panels where literally Invincible is stabbing somebody with his own arm bone.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. And you can't do that, Iron Man. I don't care. Screw off.
It's like Deadpool kind of stuff.
Well, Deadpool, yeah, but Deadpool, like, he'll get chopped in half. He's like, funny fourth wall quip. And then you're just like, ha ha, it's funny. Sorry, Adam.
Someone doesn't like that.
No.
Yeah. I just don't.
Even with, like, Homelander and Superman having, like, laser vision, doesn't do it. It wouldn't do anything to Omni-Man. I don't think. Yeah. Omni-Man's going to whip both their asses.
He's probably like, ha tickles.
Yeah.
So you think their lasers wouldn't have any effect on
no.
Omni-Man? Are you saying that based off of
it'd
what
give
the
him a
hammer?
Nosebleed.
Are you saying what that based off what the hammer did?
Yeah.
Because
saying not just based that. Off everything.
I'm just, yeah, everything True. That Omni-Man has done in the show.
From like, the from the Flaxons like, to the hammer is. And...
They don't stand a chance. I don't, I'd like, say I'm it'd sorry. Be a
better what if question if you if it was just Omni-Man versus Superman than Highlander. Is that the
Homelander.
Homelander.
Homelander is just like he's a little baby compared to both of them.
Also, opinion. Homelander actually can like die from things yeah. that human people have made.
Mm-hmm. Because okay, so well then, put this in context. I saw this question on the TikTok when I was just you know scrolling through my feed. So it's not an original question by me. But I was looking through the comments, and a lot of people were saying that Homelander would kill everybody.
No.
I'm
no.
like, I don't see that. I just don't yeah. see that as possible. Like,
so here's
it. Like, he's way too – Homelander is like – he's strong, yes, but he's way too cocky, you know? He's just like – because in his universe, he's like, I'm the best there is. Nobody's going to take me down. So,
can I technically talk about, like, what happens in the No. Boys comics, no. or is that technically a spoiler?
No, nah, don't talk about it.
I think that's getting too off track.
Yeah, no, but I don't
Omni-Man
know.
Omni-Man wins. Period.
Yeah,
wins.
It was. There was very little comments about Omni-Man winning, and a lot about Superman, and a lot about Homelander. And there's well, maybe
obviously
because
there's Superman
like,
dick riders everywhere. I fucking hate that's Superman.
True. I'd say it'd be I mean, a lot like. I'm there the, with you, buddy. You know how he was at the end of episode one, like after fighting the League, he
yeah.
basically passed out on the floor.
Right.
No, he was like near dead.
Yeah.
But that's
I
what
I think I'd... he'd be kind of like that after that fight, but
dude,
maybe
the...
a little less near death.
Like I watched
not as many
like
people fighting yeah. him.
I didn't watch the comics, but I saw what it was like in the comics. That
it's
scene.
Hard to watch the comics. Sorry.
There wasn't even a fight. I'm assuming. He just wiped them all out. They didn't even see him.
Talking about.
Omni-Man.
Invincible?
Yeah. Omni-Man, no, yeah, they don't. In the comics, when he killed the Guardians of the Globe, in the comics, the Guardians didn't even see Omni-Man. The only person who saw Omni-Man was, like, the Immortal.
And what? He goes back really? After
I mean,
yeah.
Like, Immortal got, like, one line, and he was like,
why?
We knew you were a traitor.
Wait. Or, how like, did he not liar? See him?
Because he's fast.
He's Omni-Man? Fast as fuck,
then, yeah.
boy.
Yeah, he's like Sonic.
He murks Immortal, and he's like, feeling was mutual. He's standing over all their dead bodies. They didn't
well,
even see him
the,
coming.
I prefer the ending they got, man.
Yeah, I prefer the one in the
yeah,
show because it was more intense and we yeah. didn't know what was going to happen.
Oh, what's my kinda, God, the way he
What are you talking?
Because
I thought War Woman got like a good hit on Omni-Man
no,
and
no,
stuff.
No,
she
I mean,
did.
In the comics.
She did.
In the comics.
In the comics. About in the comics.
In the comics they didn't see him?
Because in the show they nerfed him. Omni-Man is nerfed in the show. In the comics he's probably way more powerful because that's how they started out in the comics. Like he just doesn't even give the Guardians a chance. They didn't
right.
have a chance against him.
Right.
Does anybody else have any questions?
I kind of have one. I don't really
Yeah, go right ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead, please.
So, like, Monster Girl, there's a lot of mystery still kind of surrounding her mm-hmm. in a little bit because there's not a lot we know about the curse. And mm-hmm. before you kind of knew what Robot was doing in his little storyline, I feel like he had suspicions of her and, like, I forgot. There's like one scene from one of the episodes where she was walking away and he kind of had suspicions that there was like never even a curse. Am I remembering that right?
I don't think.
Like she's hiding something still. Like maybe she doesn't de-age after she transforms. Maybe like something
yeah,
else
I don't
happened.
Know. I don't know.
Good question.
I mean.
Do you,
I don't see why
they
think was
she's
lying.
Hiding something.
I don't think she. I don't
well,
think there is.
Anything.
My thing is, Robot would know if she was hiding it because he was able to do that scan on her body and it told
That's
him
true.
About the curse and everything.
I definitely think he has the intent to cure her of whatever curse she has.
I definitely just kind of want to know more about that, but I guess that's what there's a season
Honestly,
for.
I feel like they should just put, like, what is she called? Monster Girl?
Yes.
They should just teleport her to the Flaxon dimension so she can, like, age up again, like, before she turns infant. I don't know.
Is that not how it works? Cause,
oh, my God.
No, they
the
age faster in our...
That's how it works. They
yeah,
can
we,
literally just put her in the...
We, and we would age faster in theirs because,
her,
like
yeah,
they
yeah,
said, 3 days was 10 decades for them.
That's
yeah,
true, that's true.
Just lock her in there for, like, a year, and she'll come out
but
and she'll
she
be
age?
Like...
Yeah.
I thought the curse keeps her from aging.
The curse reverses her age when she uses her power.
Okay,
because so she's 25.
When she uses her power, she gets younger. She's like 23, and she looks like she's
25.
So what if she just kept on being like...
Yeah, what if she just retired for like a couple of years?
she'd be 15 instead of 12 or some.
Then she'd be able to use her power more, I'm sure.
I feel like a lot would happen. Superheroes don't retire. The time she would need to like age back up to looking 25. I don't know.
All right. Well.
Well.
Okay.
Dumb question.
Yeah. So
no, it wasn't dumb.
Dumb question.
All right, everybody.
Dumb questions aren't bad questions.
You're going to put a card there, aren't you? That's why you did it.
All right.
You're going to put some editing bullshit.
Ratings.
Let's do the ratings. Let's get into the ratings.
We don't have Xavier here.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll just text him and ask him what he wants it to be.
Let me make...
All right, so let's start with good old Nicky boy here.
So...
What do you rate this?
And why? I hated the CGI. Some of the animation was weird. The story was good. I liked Omni-Man and all the other characters besides Amber. So I'll give it an 8.5 out of 10.
8.5? All right. I got to say, I love the story. I love how they had a million different side stories that went off of it as well. And they didn't focus too heavily on the side stories either. They kept it to the main, big story, which was, Omni-Man and the... I completely forgot the planet he comes from. Viltrumites. Omni-Man and the Viltrumites and, his whole plan to take over Earth and everything like that. I really liked how they had, all these different, stories and all these different things we can go into. And just the story itself was great, in my opinion. I love the voice actors. The voice actors were great. I wish they would have had, Mark Hamill play a more important character.
I think Mark Hamill is fine as Art.
I mean, yeah, I definitely liked how they involved him, but or at least made Art a little bit more, in the thing.
He could have been a decent Cecil.
He could be, a more, devious... I don't know.
Who voice acts Cecil?
Cecil? I don't remember the actor's...
Because he's really good.
But anyways... My rating, I gotta give it a 9.5 out of 10. Only if they made the animation, the CGI and the animation, better, then this show would be a 10 out of 10. But only because of that reason, I'm giving it a 9.5 out of 10.
He's Mayhem from Allstate.
Which
one?
Oh, is that really?
Is that really who it is? Cecil is Mayhem from Allstate. Oh my god.
Oh, I just remember him from The Hateful Eight and
oh my god.
Show Jack.
Let me see.
He's this guy. He was in.
That's so funny.
Is that Mayhem?
I don't know. It's not Mayhem.
No, I'm fucking tripping. I'm running off of 4 hours of sleep. I'm sorry. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
Literally, 10 out of 10.
The first 10 out of 10 remix?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I can't disagree with that.
It is such a fantastic show. The way they've built the vast universe and they give you so much in just 8 episodes, but they kind of show you that there's still so much more to be explored that is kind of almost like an impossible feat they've set up for their own show.
What about the CGI?
I feel like the way that they did it was they CGI'd the background to make it stand out but also blend in its own way, like the background people walking and shit.
It was hideous.
No, I don't care.
For what?
Bro, that and people want to talk about, you want to talk about that shit. Look at what Minecraft did.
Okay, but that's Minecraft.
It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't have to be.
What are you guys talking about?
I'm talking about the CGI. Yeah, it was bad, but that doesn't make the show worse.
The CGI.
I'm talking about all the people.
No, they CGI'd people in the background. It was CGI.
Especially the Flaxen Invasion episode. All those dudes were CGI'd.
Well,
it looked gross.
CGI isn't the... It's using 3D. You know why they do that? It's because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
It's because animating frame by frame is expensive. But that's why.
It just looks so weird.
But it doesn't make the show worse, and that's my point. I think it adds another level, in my opinion.
I can respect that.
I don't know.
Why'd you compare it to Minecraft? I didn't get that.
Because
the CGI
Minecraft...
Is similar?
Because Minecraft took blocks and still made something great out of it. 64-bit shit. You dig?
Understand.
What you mean, no?
I thought you meant the creepers walking around and be like,
But that was the point that I was trying to make. It's a great, fantastic show. Great voice actors. I'm just ready for season 2. It's honestly, number one, animated show that I've watched in a while. And I binged literally the whole thing in one night. So it's a 10 out of 10. It's
Is that counting anime as well?
Yes.
Dang.
Okay, that, yeah. That okay, whatever. Just go on.
All right, Big Kahuna. Let's hear
the
it.
Big Kahuna.
The Big Kahuna rating.
The oh, Big man. Kahuna.
This is tough, honestly. Like, it is such a good show. The season one, it definitely, it has this setup feel mm-hmm. where it is setting up so much stuff, this giant universe, mm-hmm. but it also has a, like, kind of satisfying ending, mm-hmm. almost. I think that's why you got to give it a high rating, just because, like, it has everything you want, and then you know there's more to come.
They've already confirmed the next two seasons.
Dave, okay, that's on. Great. Is there a release date for the next season? Or like a,
people are projecting 2022 for season two, yeah. but they said that season three would come out very shortly after that. So probably like this time next year, and then both. Summer for season three next year.
It'll take them a while, especially if they... But anyway, what's your rating? Sorry.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I think I gotta go 10 out of 10 on it. Honestly, I think
eight.
I
do. So 10 out of 10.
Respect.
Just we have two 10 out of 10s. Oh, so now it's not to me.
No, it's you.
Such a great show. Everything about the show is great. I wish the animation was a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I know it's a stickler, but like that's the thing is like, there was moments in the show where I wanted, cause like I rewatched it. And there's a few scenes that could have been made a little bit better. Because if you compare it to like anime. Just for like mm-hmm. a really quick thing, like there's a lot more energy in those scenes. There's a lot more reactions, and it like drives a lot more of the scenes better. Especially the train scene, because it was kind of just like a bunch of repeated frames. And I feel like it would have been great to get some like really close up, like high definition shots of him like going through a person. Like, because The Boys did like a really good, because to compare it to another superhero movie, like there's a scene where a bunch of people's heads explode and it's crazy, and you see like it like going on like, you know, walls and stuff, and it's mm-hmm. really creepy, and it sticks with you. I want a scene that sticks scene. With me, and that's
bro. Like,
the Boys
I
is
feel
live
like,
action though, right?
And
it's
I also
a little bit easier to do that.
I also feel like that Guardian scene, even though I knew the show was gonna be gruesome and everything, that
no
shit
idea.
Caught me off guard, yeah. Bro. He literally fucking squeezed his melon till it popped.
Dude, even after
when
like,
you
he
say like
his
the
eyeball,
animation,
he was punching him with his wrists.
Uh huh.
His hands were broken.
Like when you say like the animation was bad, I can see at some points it was not the greatest, but in the times where it counted,
it was.
It was there. It was all there.
Like
it
did, especially it,
with what it, they it, had. Yes. Sorry. Go sorry. On.
No, it's fine. It's fine. The Big Kahuna
has spoken.
All right, Nick. What's your rating?
I have to give it... I can't give it a perfect 10, only because of the animation, but I will give it a 9.5 out of 10, which yours is... well, they did the math, so...
So I guess mine was the lowest.
We got a 9.5, and since we are generous wow. here at MediaMix, I'm going to round it up, since I am the editor.
No. 9.5. 9.5.
Never mind.
No, round it up.
What about Xavier?
He didn't respond.
Okay, well, whenever we get that response, we'll put it up right
oh, yeah,
here.
Crap, we have to do that. So whatever he's going to say, some stupid crap, it'll be right here, and it'll be really funny. I could put in a video of him saying it, or just an audio. Like the ghost of Xavier.
I can almost hear him.
Ooh.
There's his rating. Ready? MediaMix in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Boom. There it is.
Confetti. All right.
It's so shiny.
So, we'll see. Who wants to
do it?
I will.
You
all
do
right,
it,
well,
because you do it best.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in this awesome episode of Reviewing Invincible. I hope you guys liked what you heard. If you didn't, please leave it in the comments. Also, leave in the comments, we're talking about who would voice act Omni-Man better than
Team J.K. Amber
Simmons.
Or
J.K.
Team
Simmons.
Adam Eve.
Who would win in a fight?
And,
Superman, Omni-Man,
yeah,
or Homelander?
Team Amber or Team Adam Eve? So let us know. Please make sure you drop a subscribe. Maybe leave a comment.
You're a human
hit the like button.
Schneider.
And thank you everybody for tuning in. We'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Peace.
Peace.